Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Winnie the Pooh is being boycotted in China.
Well, they're on top of things.
Well,
it's good. Yeah. Well, because he's got no pants?
No, because he looks like their leader, Xi Jinping.
Who said that, though?
They do.
Well, then why are they afraid of it?
That's mocking him. Now China is blocking Winnie the Pooh in their internets in China because they say that Xi Jinping looks like Winnie the Pooh. He's shaped like him.
Does he have any pants on?
He wears pants.
Good.
Yeah.
So he's Winnie the Pooh with pants. Let's clarify.
Does he get his head stuck in a tree?
Yeah.
Trying to suck the honey out every once in a while.
He gets his head stuck in a honey pot.
Honey pot. That's what.
The Financial Times.
Winnie the Pooh's probably been around longer than this guy.
Oh, easily. Since the 60s.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh is from.
Starting the 50s, right? Maybe the 40s.
Earlier than that. Yeah, could have even been the 20s.
Yeah, good point.
Financial Times says that Winnie the Pooh is now blacked out of Chinese social media. They say that the crackdown is over comparisons of the president there and Winnie the Pooh. That's been a joke there for some time.
Winnie the Pooh was probably, I don't know, who was pantsless first, Donald Duck or Winnie the Pooh?
Donald Duck, probably. But Winnie the Pooh followed Donald Duck's lead there and sans pants.
Oh, yes. I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Now, would you aim me at the bees, please?
Winnie the Pooh came about in 1926. I don't know.
Donald Duck's probably after that then.
The illustration.
Pooh might have been pantless before Donald Duck, for sure.
He was.
Yeah.
Donald Duck, 1934.
Uh-oh. Pooh was first.
Yeah, I'm sure there were illustrations
in
the
books.
I'd
break out Pooh Corner from I'm not going to. It's a horrible song.
You don't like that one?
Actually, I do sing it in the car, but it's pretty queer, that song.
It is.
But I do sing it.
I like it, though.
I saw him sing it live.
That's nice. Yeah.
Who was the iconic voice of Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh.
That guy.
Sterling something.
Oh, yes. I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Now, would you aim me at the bees, please?
Yeah, all right.
So, anyway, they say that Xi Jinping looks like Winnie the Pooh, and so they now lop Winnie the Pooh off.
But that makes it worse. Don't acknowledge it.
No, it doesn't make it worse there. It makes it worse here.
But why does it... Winnie the Pooh's a bear. This guy's just a short Chinese guy.
There is a...
resemblance?
In their shape, yes.
Right. Some of those are communist...
What does our fearless leader look like?
Yeah. Those communist leaders get a little thin-skinned.
A big, fat, old dude, man.
You can't make fun of...
No, I know they don't.
...of that guy, Xi Jinping. You can't make fun of Kim Jong-un.
You can't make fun of the guy we got now, either.
No.
The guy we got now, you can't make fun of.
Oh, no.
He'd make that against the law if he could.
Well, respect the office, would you?
Yeah, right.
So something that we don't care about...
Oh, yeah, we'd go to some internment camp for making
tiny hands. Put a picture up of that dude, puss. I haven't seen this story yet. I need to know what the Chinese leader looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh.
Put a side by side with Winnie the Pooh.
There is a picture, a very recent picture of he and Barack Obama compared to another Winnie the Pooh picture.
Yeah, the picture I'm looking at is him and Obama walking side by side. They put Pooh and Tigger walking.
Oh, don't say Tigger.
I guess I really don't see the resemblance. I'll post a picture.
Yeah, because he's a Chinese man, and it's a bear.
Yeah, I don't.
If anything, it'd be a panda.
I thought that there was a that the shapes
just
were similar.
Because he's oval shaped, the belly, right?
Yeah,
Got it.
And he's pantsless.
Right.
But I wouldn't if
there's a little Chinese dink hanging out.
If you hadn't
bear,
told
just called a dink.
If you hadn't told me he looks like Winnie the Pooh, I would never look at him and go, boy, he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
You know?
Yep, they're just exacerbating.
So that's
things.
One of the situations, like you could never call Bugsy Siegel Bugsy in front of his face, he'd kill you.
Yes.
You can't call this guy Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
He would kill you. Yeah.
You can't even be caught saying he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
One of his henchmen overhears you. He'll kill you.
Henchman.
Well, Tony on Twitter says we have the makings of a new game. Who's nakeder, Donald Duck or Winnie the Pooh? I think they're both equally naked.
And are they boys or girls?
I don't know. One could wear
I think they're both boys.
Best, yes. A little higher.
Isn't Pooh and Donald Duck both dudes? Yeah, Donald's a dude's name. Okay.
And Winnie, well, that could go either way, but I'm pretty sure Winnie was a dude.
But Donald gets more credit because you don't say, I'm full Winnie the Pooh in it over here.
No, you don't. No,
you say, Donald I'm full Duck. Donald Duck in it over
That's
here.
She could have.
Although I did hear a different character the other day, and it wasn't Donald Duck.
What? Referring to a pantsless character?
Yes, it was. And I forget who it was, but it was a different pantsless character. I forget who it was, but it was not Donald Duck.
All right.
But it was a pantsless cartoon character?
I think so.
Just a pantsless character?
A cartoon. If I'm not mistaken, and I could easily be.
Well, we were talking. I was listening in the car Friday. You mentioned Pat Oswalt, his buddy Brian Posehn. I'm listening to a bit of his stand up on the radio on the way home.
He's funny.
I know he's great, and he does this bit where his wife came back to the house quicker than he thought she was going to, and by then he was in front of the computer masturbating.
Yes,
with his pants off like some gross Winnie the Pooh. And I remember Winnie the Pooh having no pants, so he used that line in a bit of his.
Here we go.
So I'm like some gross Winnie the Pooh. Just a T-shirt on and nothing else.
Is Google cartoon characters who don't wear pants.
All right.
Are there some?
And you'll
That's
get,
in your favorites.
Squidward.
Oh, really?
SpongeBob.
All right.
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Yogi, yeah, neither one's got.
Yogi just has a tie on. Boo Boo just has a bow tie on.
Yep, that's what we wear. Just a tie and no pants.
I think Yogi has a hat on.
Yes, he does.
And so do I when I watch it.
Donkey Kong. He's just got a tie on. No pants.
I love you Google pantless characters. Yeah.
Huckleberry Hound just had the bow tie
That's
and the
right.
hat.
Yep, just junk hanging out. Old hound penis hanging out.
Donald Duck, of course.
I guess the Pink Panther would fall in.
Yeah, there's a lot of pantless characters. You know why? Because the animals don't usually wear pants, I've noticed.
The Pink Panther.
I haven't noticed that.
Just had a necktie.
Yeah. You mentioned the Pink Panther, yeah.
A lot of Hanna-Barbera guys. Top Cat, if you remember Top
Cat. I love Top Cat.
He just had a shirt on and a hat.
He was a player, too, Top Cat.
Now, in the new movie, the Zootopia that just came out,
yeah.
They make a point that they're shocked when they go someplace where the animals are not wearing clothes.
Really?
They go to a naturalist colony run by a character voiced by Tommy Chong.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the one character is shocked because she walks in.
See, we wouldn't know that. You wouldn't go see these movies
all
for
the
us.
Animals are as you would see them in nature. And it's shocking that they're not wearing
all
pants.
Wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Porky Pig. Jacket. No pants.
Jacket off. Jacket on.
That's what it was.
A Porky Pig one?
Porky Pig.
It was the Porky Pig reference.
Nabba-dee-ba-dee.
Puss in Boots.
We've seen that.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
But I had pants on.
Yes, you did.
Not for long.
That's why it didn't look right.
After the show. Next time we put Puss in Boots, we take his pants off?
Yep.
All right.
He just has a little belt on.
Nobody's arguing here. He might be.
No, he's not.
No,
yeah.
Doesn't sound like
nope. I don't hear a lot of protest
nope.
coming out of him.
Whatever you do, don't make me wear no pants with my boots on. I guess what he said. Or I just said that.
Oh, this makes sense here. I'm looking at another list. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
all pantless, yeah.
They follow Uncle Donald's model.
Yeah, what about Uncle Scrooge? He wear pants?
Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah. He was also part of the family.
I don't see a duck. I don't think ducks wear pants.
Oh, Chip and Dale. Chip and Dale, the chipmunks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Darkwing Duck.
I don't know what we're arguing about. Ducks don't wear pants. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Do any of those ducks wear pants?
I don't believe so.
Apparently not.
No.
But Porky Pig is the obvious one.
Oh, yeah.
Duck, Winnie the Pooh, Porky Pig, the three most famous pantsless cartoon characters.
And it would make sense of it as a duck because, you know, if you're on the water, the legs are in the water.
Right, right.
You really only need to be dressed from the top up.
Yeah, well, you come out and your duck jug's hanging out. Say that twice.
Well, the pants would weigh you down. Just
try to say it once.
Yeah, they get wet. And, yeah.
Duck junk.
Although you never saw Donald or Scrooge or any of the kids spending a lot of time in the water.
They walked a lot, yeah.
Well, Scrooge swam, but it was in the gold coins.
There you go.
God.
You started the story, Craig.
Good morning. I did. I guess.